morning, and welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's, and I'm welcoming you to the Tuesday morning edition of Vantage Point. We're spending some time in the Epistle of James. It is a letter written to the church in general, expressly to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, but to every Christian, an important letter to encourage us toward Christian maturity. Yesterday, we looked at the beginning of this letter, and in that beginning, he introduced himself as a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he went on to encourage us to adopt an attitude of expectation of the rewards of endurance, even when we are in trials. He said that we are to count it all joy when we fall into various trials. And that attitude of expectation looks forward to the reward for enduring in trouble. And that will be an increase in patience and faith. Faith and patience are the keys to inheriting all of the promises of God. We find that at Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Now let's go forward in this letter of James, the Epistle of James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 5 and those verses immediately following. In verse 5, he says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." God is the fountain of true wisdom. Wisdom itself is knowing what to do. Knowledge is having information. Wisdom is knowing what to do with that information. And he says in this passage that if anyone lacks wisdom, that is, if anyone does not know what to do in a given situation, ask God. God is the fountainhead of all true wisdom. God will give wisdom because he wants us to be wise. If we look at wisdom, do a word study of wisdom by looking into the concordance of our Bibles, that section in the back where words are listed alphabetically, and we'll find several passages which talk about wisdom, and that would make an excellent study for this afternoon or some point during this week. Among the things you might find is this small passage in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 to 14 says this: "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her." That's the description of wisdom. Also, you might find this passage in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 24 and following: "There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ant are people, not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are feeble folk, yet they take their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. the spider skillfully grasps with his hands, and it is in king's palaces. Here, the scripture gives us the example from nature of those that are wise, that act practically or prudently to advance their own condition. God wants us to be wise. He tells us back in James to ask for wisdom. When we ask for something, our mind will begin to focus on the thing we ask for, that we pray for. It'll begin to search for the hand of God revealing wisdom. If we make wisdom our desire and we begin to pray for wisdom, it functions much the same way our mind functions when, for example, we file our income taxes and we begin to look for that envelope that contains the income tax refund. All of a sudden, we know when the mailman comes. We know what color the envelopes are. And we are keenly aware of all of the circumstances because we expect something to come in the mail that's going to make us happy, that's going to be the fulfillment of our expectation, that will be a reward for our having filed our income taxes. Likewise, when we pray, we need to pray with a spirit of expectation. We need to look forward to God's answer. We need to search for wisdom. And by searching for wisdom, by looking for God's hand in our affairs, we become more keenly aware of the way God operates and of the way we operate and how we may from time to time operate foolishly. We have to ask for wisdom, but we must ask in faith. It takes discipline to remove doubt from our thinking. When we ask in faith by remembering how God has blessed us in the past. God has blessed us countless times in the past, and if we reflect on how good God has been to us, if we reflect on our history with God, we have every reason to have confidence in how God will respond to us in our present circumstance. We need to consider his character. God is faithful. God is loving. And he will act within his character. He will be good to us because that is his nature to be good. That is his nature to be loving. That is his nature to be graceful. That is his nature to be merciful. That is his nature to be benevolent. And we consider his character because we know that God will act in accordance with his character. Thirdly, we choose to act on our faith. You know, faith is a word that implicates action. It's just like courage. Courage doesn't mean you're not afraid. Courage means you act despite the fact that you're afraid. Faith means we act on our beliefs. Remember Peter, when Jesus was approaching the disciples in the midst of a storm. They were in the boat. Jesus approached walking on the water. Peter challenged Jesus to say that if it's you, Lord, then bid me come and I'll come to you. And the Lord bid him to come. Peter stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water. As long as he kept his focus on Christ, he was fine. But as soon as he began to notice the circumstances, as soon as he began to notice the waves and the wind and the fact that he too was walking on water, he began to sink. We have to act on faith and act in faith. And our faith, again, is not in faith. Our faith is in God. We trust God. We believe in God. Our attention is on him. So in asking for wisdom, we ask in faith. We ask with the discipline to remove doubt from our asking. The mature Christian has his hand in God's hand. The mature Christian is trusting God. The mature Christian is expecting the best from God in whatever you need, be it wisdom, be it strength, be it perseverance, whatever you need. The mature Christian trusts God for what he needs. He is not a double-minded man. Our text tells us that the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's because he can't believe long enough to move forward in and on his beliefs. I recall the image of some friends. We had been out on one of the tributaries of the Chesapeake Bay fishing for crabs, and when we got back to the pier, one of the friends put one foot on the dock and had one foot on the boat, and another began to tug on one of the dock lines, and the boat began to move out from the pier, and the person who had one foot on the pier and one foot on the boat began to stretch out. Well, to be safe, you would have to step either onto the pier or onto the boat. You'd have to make a choice. You couldn't be double-minded in that circumstance. You had to make a decision. And that's the way we are in our faith. We have to decide that I believe God. I trust God. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to apply his word. I'm going to follow his truth and not be double-minded in this circumstance. That way I'm not unstable. I'm stable, and I move forward in faith along the pathways of God, and that pathway, in this instance, leading to wisdom, knowing what to do with the information that I have. God desires us to be wise, and here he gives us a formula for being wise. Well, that's a great advance in spiritual maturity. This letter that's written by James gives us a great list of those aspects of spiritual maturity that we can accommodate within our lives, and this is one of the greater ones. I want to now, before we close out, I just want to have a word of prayer about our study, that this might accrue to the glory of our Father as we continue in our study. Heavenly Father, we ask that these words we are studying, these passages out of your word which we're studying, will so affect us, Lord, that we will live a life more pleasing to you. We ask your blessing, Lord, in every sense and in every way. Bless us, Heavenly Father, with your mercy and your grace. Bless our families, bless our households, bless our community, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord, that you would bless us abundantly with the thing we stand most in need of blessing. Heavenly Father, we ask these things in the precious and the matchless name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. And we thank you even as we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Well, that's my prayer. I felt compelled to pray as I prepared this lesson overnight. I was led to interject a prayer into this lesson. I'm hoping that it reaches someone who has a need, with the understanding that God does hear and answers prayer. Well, this is Pastor Reggie Lawrence for Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. We at St. Mark's are at 655 North Bentlow in West Baltimore. And until we get together again, keep looking up.
Spirit 1400 is now streaming on the new Black Planet Radio. Can't hear us in the office? You can use your smartphone or your iPad. It's now easy and free to log on to MyBaltimoreSpirit.com and take us everywhere.
Relief in the midst of the storm. Spirit 1400, your inspirational and gospel station.